The Kuemper Catholic Volleyball Program once again in the state tournament. They're a part of the Class 3A field, and they'll face Red Oak on KMAFM 99.1. Talking now with Kuemper head coach Rusty Wintermode. Coach, it's always exciting when you can end the year at state, and I'm sure it's something you guys don't take for granted. Tell us, the thoughts and feelings on, this opportunity to compete at the state tournament.
Yeah, first of all, Trevor, thanks for visiting with me and allowing Kuemper to be part of your programs. This is an opportunity for us to improve on each year that we're able to go down there. And this year, we are faced with a very daunting task of trying to beat Red Oak. As Coach Montgomery has stated to me, we probably could have just met somewhere halfway in between, but why do we want to take away the opportunity for the kids to enjoy this moment in their life? We're looking for the opportunity to just show how much we've improved, and Red Oak has improved. I believe because of our strong conference that we're both going to give whoever wants to come down and watch us down at that tournament. We're both going to do our best to give them an electric show, and I know whoever comes out of that match is going to cause some problems in the next round, but. We're very blessed. We're very pleased. And I believe with the addition of bringing back Brianna Whitrock really will help our rotation out, and especially in the serve area, but just as a blocker in itself against Red Oak.
Another state tournament trip for you guys as a program. I know it's something that's become a norm there, but it's never easy. Speak to kind of the standard or the culture that has been set there at Kuemper that's allowed this to happen like it continues to?
Well, that's a great question, because it was all set up way before I ever got here, and I've just been fortunate enough to step in. And my coaching staff is very involved in the off season with the younger kids below high school level. And we've just gotten fortunate with the summer activities where kids want to be a part of something that is a tradition or something that is, always have an opportunity to get to the state tournament. So when kids see that, it's not hard to convince them to get into the gym. But I've also got some great kids that who play some dual sports that will put in the time. So I think in order to build a dynasty, I won't call it, I apologize, it's not a dynasty, but in order to build a tradition and a culture as far as Kuemper goes, you just got to have a staff, a school, an athletic director that believes in what you're doing and just try and continue doing what they've done in the past. And hopefully you can, as a coach, when you're coming into the program, you can maintain that or try and develop your own little fingerprint onto it that helps the culture stay where it's at. But this team has a different culture than the last three, is that they feel like there's a little bit more confidence. I have four girls that have been down there for 4 years in a row. And anytime you can do that, you got some special kids. And those are kids that, seniors that all the younger ones in middle school and elementary, we have camps that they're there at the camps and they're there at the open gyms. And culture starts with the kids that are in the program and are getting ready to lead the program. Those are the ones that continue the culture of Kuemper Athletics.
Looking not just to the matchup with Red Oak, but throughout the week, if you are to get past them, for you guys to have the success that you want to have and it be defined as a successful, week there in Coralville, what will you guys have to do?
Our goal has always been at the beginning of the year to they always want to say they want to win a match. And as we've gone through this, it's no longer win a match. When we first started out the season as number two, a lot of the state believed that we had a lot of good kids coming back. But I knew we had to answer some bells before that ever could define. But as we've gone along, their goals have changed, which is what it should be. Their goals are changing, that they believe they can get into the appearance on Thursday afternoon. And right now, that is the goal that they're looking for. So it's not just to go down and get a win. It's to go down and do some electric things. And to get to Thursday, because they feel like with the talent they have around them and the depth that they have around them, that they can make that run.
Once again, it's Rusty Wintermote, head volleyball coach at Kemper Catholic. His team gets ready for the state tournament. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best there in Coralville.
Awesome. Trevor, again, thanks for your time and thanks to KMA, and hopefully we'll see you down there at Coralville.